Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Are you familiar with the story of the Snow Queen?
Yeah, a little familiar.
Gerda, on her quest to save her best friend Kai from the Snow Queen in the frozen north. It is the Christmas production this year at Cambridge Junction. I'm pleased to say we're joined on the line by two of the cast members, Natisha and... is it Yomi or Yomi?
Hello, how you doing?
We are good, thank you. Well, thank you very much for coming on. Look, tell us a little bit about this particular production, because it's kind of your second crack at it, isn't it? Because this time last year, I remember settling down with my nephew and niece and watching the video version, which you had to do, because this time last year, you weren't allowed to do it on stage.
Yeah, so we done the film version last year, Christmas, because of COVID, because we couldn't perform it on stage. So luckily we were able to actually rehearse and create a stage show this year. So it's just like the huge transition from doing a film and bringing the film stuff to stage. But yeah, it's a magical story about a girl called Gerda who's on a quest to save her best friend Kai, because he's been taken by the Snow Queen, and it's a story based about friendship, never giving up, and basically Kai basically had a piece of mirror that went in his eye, and then he basically changed and left and ran away, and then he got kidnapped, and Gerd is on this quest to save him, and she meets a lot of like weird and crazy friends on this journey, but who basically help guide her to basically making her way to the Snow Queen to save Kai.
So she's finding helpful crows, I gather. I've always found crows to be rather noisy and loud,
rather than
being particularly helpful.
They were really helpful. They were very, they're very intellectual crows.
Well, this is Cambridge, isn't it? One expects to have intellectual crows in Cambridge.
Yeah, that's true.
Natisha, was it very different last year? Did it start off, presumably the original intention was to put it on the stage, so I'm just wondering how much the production has changed, really.
Yes, it's changed so much, because, I mean, for 4 weeks altogether, we were recording in the woods in Cambridge, and it was absolutely freezing, and it was like 5 a.m. starts, and then to now be inside in the warmth and on the stage is so different, because you know when you film something that's originally for stage, it's such a different feeling, because I mean you don't know how the audience feel, how they react, because you're not there to see their reactions. But now doing it live on stage, it's so rewarding, and it's such an amazing feeling, because you can, you feel the audience, and we rely a lot on audience participation, and they all go along with it, and they're all so happy. And it's really, really nice. It's such a difference to like the film, where it's like, okay, you film it, and then you're done, you don't know what comes next, and then on the stage it's just like,
The audience reaction is interesting, because I guess there must be sections within the performance where you're getting a reaction maybe that you didn't expect, or whereas obviously when you're filming it, there is no reaction. You're just producing the film.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's exactly that. I mean, when you do the film, you don't really know what people think, because they're in the comfort of their own home watching it. But in the audience, it's like, there was a time where we did the show, I think a couple of times now, and I don't want to say any spoilers, but there's a particular part where I find Kai, and everyone was clapping, and I was absolutely shocked. I almost walked off the stage and forgot I had to do the next scene, because it's a lovely feeling, and it's like, oh, I didn't realize that was going to get that reaction. And it's so nice to see, because it's like you then know that you've had all these people on your side, and it's really, really nice to have that feeling. So Yeah, it's great. It's really, really, really nice.
And one of the things, I guess, about the Cambridge Junction Christmas production, I choose my words very carefully, having once called a show there at this time of year a pantomime and was severely reprimanded for doing so. It is a production rather than a panto, but with that is this opportunity just to draw in new audiences who hopefully will hang around the theatre for years to come.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely, I think it's amazing what Cambridge Junction and New International Encounter are doing. The amount of schools that have come, and the kids are so young, so I feel like maybe that was their first time at the theatre, but they absolutely love it, and it's so, so rewarding. Their reactions, and like during the second act, so before it starts, I have to like set my props, and I go to set my props, and I just hear, "Hello, Gerda. Hi, I'm Jack. Oh, hi, I'm Jacob." And it's so sweet. And it's just like so nice because I can hear them saying things like, "Oh, don't do it. Don't do it." It's like, oh, he's like that because of the mirror. And it's nice to, you know, hear them like understanding what's going on. And they just absolutely love it. And then, you know, the big applause at the end, it's like, oh, I feel like, you know, they would love to come back to the theatre because they've enjoyed it so much now.
Snow Queen, that's was it Hans Christian Andersen originally put that one together?
Yeah.
How I just wonder how faithful you are to the to his telling of it, or does it really matter anyway?
Do you know what? I feel like we're close. But, you know, you have to, you know, change things and you know, do it your way and see how it fits. Because obviously some things we couldn't do. I feel like as well, when you're in the room and you're devising, some things work, some things don't. And whereas, you know, Hans had a heavy influence on the show, but I know some things were changed, and you know, we added in, you know, our own flavor and our own you know, spin on things, because it's NIE, we do things how we want to do them, but,
yeah,
you know,
no, that's great. And it's always, I really enjoyed last year's online version, and hopefully I'll get a chance to come along and see the stage production as well this time. Well, thank you guys for coming on this morning. I should mention that the Snow Queen runs at Cambridge Junction until, I think it's January the 3rd, isn't it?
Yes.
But hopefully a tiny break off over Christmas, so you can have a little break from things. Natisha, also Yomi, thank you very much for joining us on Cambridge Breakfast this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
Pleasure. Thank you. 8:41.
Cambridge 105 Radio.